Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Maurer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting third. The DH, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua strikes out. There goes White. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cowens. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carbo moves to third. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Healy. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Healy steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Wolford reaches third base with a triple. Healy scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wolford scores. One out. It's 2-1, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marat fires to first and picks off White. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bebakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Petrocelli tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burleson. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields the ball and throws to Patton covering. Safe. Joe Horner now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper bunts towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Marit, and towards Burleson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marit fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe bunts towards third. Bevacqua fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Petrocelli moves to third. Alfitz Morris now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Blackwell moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Steve Mingori now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Potek reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bebakwa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blackwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebakwa fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bebakwa. Danny Cater pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Miller steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive towards the mound. Mingori catches it and throws to second to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marit fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Potek reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.